Our next speaker is Mr. Ryder, who needs no introduction, actually. He is a frequent speaker here. He knows his way around the room, and he's always bringing us interesting topics. Today's topic is the tide goes out on an EPA regulation. I said that right?
Yes, it deals with lakes and what is the dam law? I was chagrined to see in the earlier presentation of Chat GPT or whatever it is that apparently that thing comes up with really poor puns. And that's one of my best skills, and it's being automated, so I don't know what I've got now to do, what I can bring to you. This is the story of an effort to build a lake house, a little lake lodge, near Priest Lake, in the upper part of the Idaho Panhandle near the Canadian border. The issue was whether a permit was necessary from the EPA or the Corps of Engineers to build this little lake cottage. This issue reached a decision by the United States Supreme Court in May of this year, after 16 years of administrative process and litigation. The case is Sackett versus EPA, called Sackett 2, because this is the second time the United States Supreme Court has dealt with this one lake cottage. The question, though, is much more important than one lake cottage. The question is, what does the statute, several statutes, but primarily the Clean Water Act, mean when it says that the jurisdiction of the statute extends to the, quote, waters of the United States, close quote, which is a term that is not defined in the statute. And so the question becomes, why do we in Texas care about some fight, no matter how interesting, over a little lake cottage in Idaho? And the answer is that the issues of the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act is something that has impact right here in River City, because the waters of the United States will include the Colorado River and our lakes, and the question then becomes what else is involved. And the Clean Water Act is an interesting statute because it has three enforcement mechanisms. It has the civil fine mechanisms, which Mr. and Mrs. Sackett were threatened with. It has a go-to-jail provision in it, which is hard to explain to a client who's a real estate client building something and trips across the Clean Water Act penalties defined by the jurisdiction of what is the waters of the United States. And it also has a citizen lawsuit provision, which allows various groups who don't want to see your client's project done to use this in an offensive way in a political fight. And so there are several facets of this to this statute that are relative or really relevant to us in the real estate business here in River City and in the state of Texas. As lawyers, what we want to do is, or what we want is, a degree of certainty about what the law is, so that we can advise our clients. And the issue of the jurisdictional reach of the Clean Water Act has been a question, since 1972, actually before that. I'll get back all the way to 1899 here in a minute. And the definitions that have been given to it by court decisions and by regulatory changes have moved dramatically over the years, and has been a problem to me in representing clients who do things like build a bridge across a creek in order to connect two pieces of a subdivision, or who manicure the edges of a creek or a river to build a golf course for a project. And the Clean Water Act also deals with such things as water runoff from a construction site There's a set of regulations under what's called Section 402, which also deals with industrial waste and other contamination discharging into waters of the United States.